Thank you very much. My name is Carl Richards. I work for the Irish Agriculture, Food and Development Authority. And so we're going to transport you across the Atlantic to Ireland now and some work that we've been doing over there for the past few years. So the background to this is a map of sort of northwestern Europe. And we have problematic areas with coastal eutrophication. And in particular in Ireland, it's affecting us in our estuaries. The main reason for this is nutrient enrichment, and under the OSPAR agreement there's a target to reduce nitrogen inputs by 50%. These are climate change projections for this part of the world as well, and we can see that climate change, sea temperatures are predicted to increase by between 0.5 and 1 degree, so therefore the waters are going to become more sensitive to nutrient inputs to them. And this is what we want to try to avoid, excess growth in our rivers. And here you can see sort of the green algae type colours occurring off Ireland and the UK. And there's a need to reduce riverine nitrogen inputs from agriculture to these sensitive waters. So the background to this, there is an interaction between agronomy and the weather. Nitrogen loss is affected by both agronomic practices and climatic factors. But separating these factors is often very difficult. This is the results of an 11-year study that we'd looked at nitrate in groundwater beneath an intensively farmed dairy farm in Ireland. We use a range of techniques. So this is the nitrogen applications over the years, so you can see they vary, the manure inputs vary, fertilizer varies. You can see there's climatic factors varying between rainfall, effective rainfall or drainage, or the amount of recharge entering an aquifer. And through our modeling, statistical modeling, where we included a lag time between the soil surface and the groundwater body, we got significant relationships with R-squares ranging from 0.43 to 0.75. And the factors that were jumping out at us were fertilizer, the amount of days that the fields were grazed, soil moisture, rainfall and sunshine. So a mixture of agronomic and climatic factors. These climatic factors do need to be involved in trying to disaggregate what's happening in terms of nitrogen sources and fluxes. So the objective of the current study was to investigate the effect of climate on nitrate leaching from an agricultural soil under uniform practice, so where this doesn't change. So we had a long-term trial, long-term for us, it was probably 8 years, and we measured nitrate leaching for about 6 of those years. It was a spring barley experiment. It was a 2x3 factorial experiment. There were 3 winter covers, so there was no cover, there was a mustard cover crop, and there was natural regeneration, which is just weed growth over the winter period. We had 2 tillage methods, reduced tillage and conventional ploughing, and we looked at the drainage years between 2003 and 2009. We had suction cups installed 1 metre below the ground with 4 cups per plot and 4 plots per treatment, so 16 cups in total. We estimated our water balances using the FAO PEM and Montius model, which has an Irish element to it for converting from potential to actual evapotranspiration. And the data analysis we looked at, we focused particularly on the no cover crop treatment. So this is where we don't have an influence of whether the cover crop established well or not over the winter. We looked at log nitrate concentrations, and we did stepwise regression with year fitted as a random factor using PROC mixed and SAS. A lot of the previous results from this have already been published by 2 PhD students, Kirsty Hooker and then Alina Premrov, and she has another paper on this as well. So to the results. So this is the no cover crop treatment under reduced tillage, the solid bar, and ploughing, the dotted bar, or the dotted line. We've got mean soil nitrate concentrations here on the y-axis, ranging up to 90 milligrams per litre. This experiment had the same nitrogen fertilizer going on every single year. And what we can see is there are dramatic differences in the mean soil solution nitrate concentration between years, where really you're going from a mean up around 70 milligrams per litre to a mean down around 20 milligrams per litre of nitrate nitrogen. So in Europe we have a target of 11.3 as the maximum concentration that we can have in a receiving water or in a drinking water. So we can see that outside of the farmer's control, there are huge differences in those concentrations over time. We had no significant effect ploughing, there was no effect of ploughing or reduced tillage. There was no significant difference between those. You can see the lines are overlapping quite substantially. But when we look at the cover crop in the green line, and you don't need to separate the two ploughing methods, we can see that we rapidly reduce the nitrate concentrations each year over the drainage period. So there was a significant effect of cover crop here on reducing nitrate leaching. So we tried to do some modelling to try and disaggregate the climatic factors. What are those important climatic factors? We found a significant relationship between nitrate concentration and soil moisture deficit and rainfall. So soil moisture deficit is how dry the soil gets during the summer period. So it's a measure of soil dryness. And then obviously rainfall will be somewhat related to that. So the more rainfall we have, the less likely you are to build up a soil moisture deficit. We looked at the either the mean or the maximum soil moisture deficit that occurred over the preceding summer period and linked that to the following autumn and winter nitrate leaching losses. So you can see here on this response surface, the circles are each of our individual year data. And the model surface we had a significant effect of those two factors. So the combined R squared that we got from this model was 0.64, which was composed of 0.4 related to soil moisture deficit and 0.24 related to rainfall. So highlighting the key importance of soil moisture deficit in controlling nitrate concentrations in the following winter period. So we have high nitrate concentrations associated with high soil moisture deficits. Now, some of you might know Ireland, so it's generally wet. We have a lot of grass, and soil moisture deficits or droughts you probably wouldn't really associate with Ireland. But we do at some time periods and some years we do get elevated soil moisture deficits, that is coming out as being significant within these relationships. Now, some of these aren't new. There have been previous studies linking climatic factors with nitrate concentrations. Vega, I'm not sure if that person is here or not, published a paper on I think it was a 10 or 11 year data set from over in the US, and they found that rainfall was one of the key drivers for nitrate concentrations leaving their systems. And within a grassland system, Tyson in 1997, very interestingly, found a significant relationship between drainage nitrate concentrations and soil moisture deficit. So at high soil moisture deficits, we get a reduction in crop growth. We know also from our nitrogen science that drying and rewetting of soils leads to increased nitrogen mineralization. Enhanced soil end mineralization when there isn't a growing crop, such as in these systems. Spring barley is harvested typically in August, and it's fallow then for 6 to 7 months after that before the next crop is sown the following March. So at these times, that nitrogen mineralized is highly susceptible to being leached, and that's why we're using cover crops to uptake that nitrogen. So farmers need to have mitigation measures to reduce nitrate leaching losses. Some of the ones that we may not have considered before in Ireland would be the likes of irrigation during elevated soil moisture deficits, but I don't think that's economically viable. Therefore, the use of cover crops can provide, I think, a climate smart mitigation measure that helps, irrespective of the weather conditions, offers an option for farmers to reduce their nitrate leaching. And we do really need to consider the climatic drivers on the nitrogen losses that we're looking at and how they might respond in the future. So, you know, we have substantial nitrate leaching. We didn't have a significant effective tillage method, but I think a lot of people have observed that before. Really, our mustard cover crop gave us an excellent mitigation measure for reducing nitrate leaching. And we had over winter nitrogen uptakes of probably a mean of around 50 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. But the key is these changes in soil moisture deficit. And when our regulators are looking at nitrate trends in rivers, they rarely consider the climatic drivers behind those, and they look at the agricultural fields feeding water into those and say, well, the farmer is doing something wrong, he or she has to improve their management practices. But we know from our research and from the international body of research is that climate is an incredibly important driver of nitrate occurrence in waters. So I've said a lot of this already. Interannual nitrate concentrations were influenced by soil moisture deficit and rainfall. We need to consider these climatic factors when relating land use to water quality, and mitigation measures are required by farmers to help adapt to climate change. Under the results that we have, it would appear that climate change is going to exacerbate nitrogen loss from our soils in Ireland. Soil moisture deficit is predicted to increase during our summer periods. Increased influx could further exacerbate the estuarine and coastal eutrophication that I showed you earlier, and couple that with increased soil temperatures, you've got the perfect storm, I think, occurring for excess algal growth in those waters. So I'd like to thank the funding from my organisation for the two PhD students and to those PhD students and the range of staff in my organisation who worked on this. I thank you for your attention. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Okay. Yeah. So if a lot of the farmers adopt the cover crop, do you have an estimate of how much closer to a clean estuary you will be getting?
That's a very good question. We haven't done those calculations yet. So the estuarine target nitrate concentration we have in Ireland is about 2.5 milligrams per litre as N. Currently our rivers are at about 5 milligrams of nitrogen per N, of N per litre. So we're about double what it needs to be. So it is a very good question. I don't have an answer, but I suspect based on the concentrations, we'll have to at least have the nitrogen loss from those susceptible fields. Not all the fields will be susceptible. This site was incredibly free draining. It's basically a beach with a skin of soil on top of it. Question at the back. Okay, so the question is, why have you considered reducing the nitrogen amount and or changing the type of nitrogen that's applied? Or the method of application. We do have ongoing work on that area, and I think one of my PhD students might be touching on that later. We have reduced so currently Irish spring barley growers apply, I think, about 90% of the optimal N rate. So they're already below what's optimal for them. The average or the maximum use is 130 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So it is already on the low side. So I don't think they're going to want to go much further, particularly when you see the effect that weather has. Now, I think there is a potential to stabilize the nitrogen, maybe by looking at inhibitors, and again, we've some ongoing work in that area, but the acceptability of some of those methods is questionable in terms of our agricultural export market. So to answer your question, yes, we are considering that. Reducing the N rate is probably not a viable option for our farmers.
Thank you very much. We have to move on to the next presentation.